The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot-button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
All sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Beyond, episode 200. I am one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the rabid Wolverine of my heart, Ryan Clements.
Hi.
He only does everything. Colin Moriarty.
I love the Islanders, and I'm really sad.
And about 150 crazy IGN fans.
Woo! Beyond!
I saw it. I hit my iPad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the audio version of Podcast Beyond, you are dumb. You are very stupid. I can't stress enough how much you effed this up bad. Right now we are live in the IGN lunchroom, now the IGN stadium, if you will. We are live streaming on the internet thanks to some awesome technology called the internet. And we're going to have a good show. We're going to do a lot of stuff. Boys, how are you doing? Let's start off. How's it been so far?
It's fantastic.
Yeah? Oh,
yeah? My voice is cracking. It's so good. Yeah, I'm really excited to have everybody here. I can assure all of you that I've been excited about this moment for weeks, if not months.
I, too, am very excited. Yeah. I'm floored that you're all here, that you all care about us as much.
It's actually a great honor. Last night, Colin actually got me worried that nobody was going to come. He kept saying, nobody's going to come. What are we going to do? I'm like, everyone's going to come. If they signed up, they'll be here. And then I went to bed, and I was like, crap. What if Colin's right? What if nobody comes?
I'm never right about anything.
I have the entire office here, and I have like 20 people, and you each have a pizza to yourself. I was like, damn it.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Before we go any further, I want to thank a whole bunch of people who made this happen. If you did not notice, ladies and gentlemen, giant pile of video game swag over here for you to take. First and foremost, though, what happened?
Everything's gone.
Oh, God.
Wow, I broke the internet already. Pear's back there ready to silence me in case anything happens. Thanks, first and foremost, to Sony Computer Entertainment. Give them a round of applause. If you didn't notice, they were nice enough to bring Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception, a game that's pretty big, not out, and not playable anywhere else. It's right here, 12 stations. We're all going to play some multiplayer. We tasted a bit of it earlier. Now we're going to get to the real deal after this stupid podcast.
I hear it's a good game.
Yeah. On top of that, they brought a whole bunch of Killzone, Hellgas Editions, Infamous 2, Resistance, posters, everything a human being could want from the video game industry. On top of that, Jello skins. They sent 150 Podcast Beyond 200 skins for PS3s, PSPs, and DualShock controllers. We'll make sure everybody gets at least some of that before you leave. PDP sent a whole bunch of controllers, including a Mortal Kombat Classic Fight Stick, which is awesome. And I don't even like Mortal Kombat, but God knows I want that stick. Astro Gaming is going to give one lucky one of yous an Astro Gaming Beyond headset, backpack, a whole bunch of cool stuff. And, of course, my favorite pizza in the whole wide world, Cheese Pizza. Cut us a great deal on 21 pizzas.
Excellent.
How did you like the pizzas?
Was it good? All right.
Do you Very see good. What I'm always tweeting about now? Good God, what are they putting in the bread, I tell you? Let's begin this show with what is and forever will be the
this
Rope Report.
This is where
Report.
You sing.
Time for some news. Nice. All right. Once again, this is the Colin Moriarty Roper Report. The total spin zone. We've shortened it up this week as much as Colin can ever be shortened up. He's a verbose young man. I'm not sure. Number one, kind of lengthy.
It's important news.
All right. Number one, after a lot of speculation to the contrary, PlayStation Vita isn't coming to North America or Europe in 2011. After all.
Boo.
Well, yeah, it's going to work, though, so you should all calm down. Kaz told reporters in Tokyo that Vita will hit Japan by the end of 2011, but North America and European gamers will have to wait until 2012 to get their hands on the PSP's predecessor, Colin?
Yeah.
No, that means it came before.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, the heir to the PSP throne.
Successor. Yeah.
You didn't read it like I asked you to.
How did I not read it like you wanted it to?
No, I'm saying you didn't proof it.
I did. Oh, you meant like I should have proofread it. Sorry, I was meeting people. There were a lot of people here. They didn't want to see me read a piece of paper. Right, Devin? Right. Yeah, now we're talking. All right, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, number one continues. Kaz also confirmed that Sony felt no need to lower the price of the Vita because of 3DS's emergency price drop, claiming that Vita is still, quote, very affordable, end quote. This news comes on the heels of reports that Sony has been giving away free Vita development kits to independent developers in order to create a robust library for the handheld.
Yes. Is that okay?
That's fine. You're allowed to say yes.
Okay.
All right, good. Thoughts? What do you think of that, Ryan?
Meh. I'm excited for the Vita. That's all that really matters. Oh, okay. I gotta do this.
I did. Just tear it apart. Chris spent all this time gaff taping everything. Chris Ostertag. Don't care about your hard work.
Those were interns.
Does Chris have a microphone? Chris,
he does. Chris has got the voice of God. Everybody remembers Podcast Beyond 150, Voice of God, coming with speakers. Chris is back there now, still ready to go. What do you got to say, Voice of God?
Beyond!
Come on, you guys. I told you, get loud, get nuts. Let's have some fun. All right, so what do you guys think? Vita? We're excited for Vita, correct? Yeah. All right. I tell you, me and Colin were having this conversation the other day. Me and Colin have moved. We're bosom buddies now. We live together.
Yes, we do. With Mike Mitchell over here.
Mike Mitchell over there. Wow. Yeah. No love for Mike Mitchell. Wow. Okay. Tough crowd if you're a Mike Mitchell supporter.
That was awesome.
We were talking about this in the car the other day. You know, we bum rides off Ryan Clements all the time. And I keep promising him chicken sandwiches from Pete's down the road. I haven't delivered one goddamn sandwich yet. And we were talking, as soon as the Vita's out, that's over. Me and Colin will enjoy the Muni ride because we will just sit there and play Mod Nation Racers all the time.
You can never enjoy a Muni ride. There is no Muni ride that can be enjoyed.
True.
Yes.
But if I'm earning trophies...
The Vita just projects a small isolated bubble around you when you play it. Uh-huh. And it protects you from all the homeless people and the... can I tell the story again real
Please
quick?
Please do.
Keep
we
in
are
mind.
A conversational podcast.
Yes,
I know many of you have not listened to this show before. If you're joining us on IGN again, we're Podcast Beyond, the PlayStation podcast here on IGN. We are pretty good.
Good plug.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I would just like to note that the Muni system, for those of you that don't take it often, actually had a guy that walked in, lit up a cigarette on the moving train, and then pulled out a bottle of vodka out of his pants and just started slamming it. That's Muni in a nutshell. Yes.
Colin Moriarty has amended the Roper Report with something he told me to amend backstage, and I forgot immediately about it. That. Go ahead, Colin.
Okay. So I have this debug PlayStation here. So I've been playing Resistance and other things on it. I want all of you to sign it. Is that something that can be arranged?
Yeah. So now we're going to pass it around with a gold pen. Don't drop it. And if I see one of you run with it, I won't be able to catch you, but I will be upset. Please don't make me upset. Mike Mitchell, the guy who could not get more than two claps, starting with... Too late, Devin!
Mike Mitchell.
All right. Number two on this week's Roper Report. Sony has purchased its 15th internal development studio. Sucker Punch, the creators of the first three Sly Cooper games in both infamous titles, was purchased by Sony Computer Entertainment for an undisclosed sum. I bet it was a lot.
Probably.
There's no word, however, on what Sucker Punch's next title will be, though it's guaranteed to be a Sony exclusive.
Yes.
Thank you for the understated yes. That's exciting, right? We don't want to lose
that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of... Was it at all surprising, though? That's what I want to know, Greg. What do
no,
you think?
No, I don't think we ever really... I never doubted Sucker Punch. I doubted it. I never doubted Sucker Punch to come through in the end.
Yeah.
I hope they're making a cool Infamous Vita game.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to see.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
I can probably program it for you.
Thank you.
I've
been waiting for that. Number three, Borderlands 2 has been outed by the game's publisher, Take-Two, and will be developed by Gearbox Studios, the minds behind the original Borderlands, and the guys who also published Duke Nukem.
Yes.
Thanks a lot! Glad to see this game got put on the back burner to fix that gem. Oh, God. It's set to release during Take-Two's 2013 financial year, which begins on April 1st of 2012. We'll get to see more Borderlands 2 at Gamescom in Germany later this month.
Yes.
Colin,
I'll be there.
You're going.
Yes, I'll
tell
be there.
Tell the kids this how is, excited you are.
This is
for
the
your
first
time
Colin has ever left the country.
I know. Colin's going to Europe. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Would anyone like to see a made-for-DVD movie of Colin's adventures in Germany? Would anyone buy that? All right. I'll take that.
Maybe we'll talk some
Sorry,
politics
I
over
there.
I
had to yank something open. Okay? Yeah, yeah, I'm All cracking right. the top on some stuff. Whoa, there's stuff in there. It's some stuff. Speaking of Germany, a lot of you are foreigners, and you have come here illegally to see this show. Ryan,
yes?
Where's our farthest person from?
Well, it's got to be from Tel Aviv,
Tel
right?
Aviv. Where is Mr. Tel Aviv? Stand up, good sir. Take a bow. Where's the wireless mic? Come here. Come on up here. Where's the wireless mic? We need to get him talking. Damon, did you abscond with the wireless mic?
Yair can just borrow mine.
Okay, I mean, fine.
That's fine.
What's your name?
Yair.
Why'd you come?
You invited me.
All right, that's good enough for me. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting.
No problem. Since you're so dedicated, we have some goodies for you here. You're the first person to get any of the goodies from Podcast Beyond. First off, right. Naughty Dog, of course, was nice enough to send up Uncharted 3, which is dynamite. However, they also sent up one of their developers of the game, just because he's a fan. Sony didn't even know. Sony PR totally flabbergasted that a Naughty Dog guy was coming here. He brought a signed copy by the entire studio of Uncharted 2. So there you go.
Thank you very much.
And, oh, hold on. Hold this. Hold it. There we go.
There's more.
They also sent up a whole bunch of Uncharted awesome posters here. Yeah. Limited edition. We got 10 of them here. So not everybody's going to get them. But we're going to get you some of them. Don't worry about that. So here, I want you to take one.
So we're giving Yair one, right?
Yes.
All right, good. Why am I talking to the mic?
Somebody's got to fill the dead air.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do. Well, we're looking at the things here. We're looking at the posters. It's very,
you're welcome,
very nice.
I'll steal that from you.
All right, what is the next part of the Roper? Where are we?
Beyond. That's what I wanted to hear. Beautiful. That was a good Beyond, too. Greg, should I be your microphone for a little bit or just fill your dead air? Oh, it's a fall. Show's over, guys. I'm sorry. The papers are falling off the table.
Jesus Christ. All right. All right, I'm going. Number four. Are you ready, Clemens?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. You can do it.
According to rumors, HBO is set to bring its HBO Go service to consoles as well as connected HD TVs. Details are scarce otherwise, including how much the service will cost and whether HBO Go will come to all consoles or just select systems.
It'll eventually get everywhere. Netflix tried to pull this. They couldn't resist the allure of firmware updates.
They were like,
"We're coming." Fine, PS3, you won us over. I hope that PS3 gets out the gate on this one, because as much as I love watching it on my iPad, I would like me and Damon Hatfield over there, or over there now. You know, Damon DJ.
He?
Oh my gosh, we didn't even thank Damon. By the way, live stream people who don't know, Damon Hatfield is DJing the pre-party and the after-party here while people play Uncharted. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to buy some Damon's music, and you do, pick up his latest album, Color Beam. It's available on iTunes. It's excellent.
Another good plug,
Thank you. Well, I'm good. God. This is what I do. Anyways, though, me and Damon have a date to marathon all of the Game of Thrones, and it's kind of weird because I only have access to that on my iPad, and I only watch things on my iPad in bed. Now, at first, I thought this was an iron...
With Colin?
An ironclad... No. Me and Colin have the Different Strokes bunk beds. he sleeps up cross, and I'm coming out underneath him.
Yes,
Portillo is in my bed all the time. Anyways, this is a perfect solution to that, so I'm excited. What's up next?
Oh, I also will say that Jack at E3 did say that Netflix was watched more on PS3 than 360, so maybe they're looking at that for the HBO as well. Maybe we'll get it first.
They should be. I'm ready for HBO to break away from cable. I don't want cable.
Yes.
Thank you, right? Can we just... HBO, I know you're watching this or listening to it. Make sure that happens, all right? Number five, Catherine is a confirmed hit. Atlas revealed that it has shipped 200,000 units of its new game in the first week of North America alone. Excellent.
Huge. That's absolutely huge.
Hey, give me a Beyond if you play Catherine.
Beyond! Yeah.
Give me a Beyond if you like Catherine.
Beyond!
Give me a Beyond if you don't like Catherine.
Beyond!
Oh, no! What are you talking about?
Dude, you know what I love is that all of them were male voices. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. I'll give you a mic.
Don't fall for her. She's a siren song. I came out and she's all like, Greg Miller! I'm like, oh, cool, this girl likes me. And I'm with Sam. Well, no, it's too late. Bridge burned, all right? And before we get, obviously we're going to party afterwards at Eddie Rickenbacker's. Hands up if you're a single girl. All right. Now you put your hand down. You're a dude and I know your wife. All right, well, that, I guess, ends the Beyond 200 Roper Report.
That's the old podcast.
I thought there'd be more.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bishop, a podcast.
This is
Beyond.
The Bishop.
Come up here. Do we ever find the wireless mic?
Oh, my God. Do we have a mic? Do we have a mic for Sam? You can just take
He can talk into this. Sam Bishop, where have you been?
I live in a cave now.
Oh my gosh, that's not true. You're working on that TotalPlayStation.com.
So here's the thing.
Not working on TotalPlayStation. No.
Shuttered it? That's my baby. For anybody who doesn't know, that's the site that I started up a while back. And truth be told, if any of you go to TotalPlayStation.com anytime soon, it's actually the guys that are my staff that has totally been pulling all of my weight because I've been doing a bunch of strategy guides.
Would you say people like Brian Albert?
Yes, I would.
Brian Albert, Dark Albino, IGN podcast fan who asked me how to get started. I said, talk to Sam. Hey. Look at him now, on his way.
Mr. Mark Clenhurst over there, he's also a former staffer.
I don't think I helped him, gotcha, so I refuse to acknowledge
him. There we go.
So what's up? What did we miss on the Roper Report?
Well,
can you guys turn up the wireless mic? Is that possible?
Can we get some more snare in
our
headphones?
Can we get some more snare in the headphones? Otherwise, I'm giving this back. All right, just take mine again.
Wait, hang on.
Voice of God, what's the problem?
Oh, no.
Problem is the mixer's up front and I'm in the back.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
Maybe we can fix that for the next wireless person.
Channel one, Damon.
Damon. Now he's in.
Channel one, Damon. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah! Beyond!
Beyond! Oh, it's so cool to have an echo effect on that. Oh, I never thought that would happen.
I'm holding. Here.
Yeah.
The final piece.
The final piece.
Roper Report.
What the hell? What does that say up in the return address?
It says Roper.
An important message for Podcast Beyond number 200 from Chris Roper.
We haven't
namesake
seen,
of the Roper Report.
Get some applause. This is Chris Roper. Is the founder of Podcast Beyond. A legend, if you will.
I'm starting reader mail earlier.
It's like a sentence. All right, I was expecting a little more.
All right, it says Beyond!
Beyond!
P.S. I'm still having trouble figuring out which games get released on a weekly basis. If you have any ideas, please let me know. PPPS, Vampire Strike.
Vampire Strike!
Thank you, Chris Roper, for writing it.
All right.
Colin,
yes.
If I wanted to know what games are out play stuff, where would I go?
You go to the official IGN list of upcoming PlayStation software on all three platforms by the IGN editors.
I just want to tickle you.
Thank you. This is a pretty bare week.
Should Sam hang out here with us, or is he allowed to sit?
Get down, Sam. You can go in the back?
Yeah. No, just take some of that. Oh, there you go.
Take the elevator.
Thanks,
buddy. Thank you.
We love you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for coming back. Another round of applause for Sam.
Give Sam a round of applause. Go ahead.
Should also be pointed out that Jeremy Dunham was going to do something for the show, but then he went on vacation and forgot. And Jeff Haynes texted me all the way from Europe to say, I can't do anything. I'm in Europe. Beyond. So beyond, Jeff.
Beyond.
In the... reports say he might still be in the pit.
I heard they wouldn't let him on his plane because he peed his pants.
Jesus.
You're never going to let that one go, man.
So nothing on PlayStation 2, if you can believe it.
I don't.
And nothing on PSP.
Really?
Yeah.
The PSP?
But there are two games on PS3.
Oh, tell me about them.
Bleach, Soul Resurrection, or Soul Resurrection.
Fine game.
What'd you give it?
No one laughed at that? Fine.
What did you give it?
I don't know. I forgot.
Okay.
All right.
And we have Phineas and Ferb Across the Second Dimension, which is on my shelf right now.
Woo!
And maybe I'll get a
I'm a big
trophy.
Phineas and Ferb fan. Are there any other fans in here of Phineas and Ferb? Anyone proud enough to admit it?
Nerds! Nerds!
The humor is highly sophisticated for a children's television program, right, Greg Miller?
Colin and I get this game, and we're like, we look at the cover, like, oh, this is going to be sweet trophies. We put it in, we're like, what is happening in this game? And all of a sudden over the wall, is that Phineas and Ferb? Love Phineas and Ferb.
Exactly how I sound.
Hey, who wants to look? Hey, let's watch an anime tonight.
That's the list.
He never, watches anime with me.
Is that all we got?
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
How were the trophies?
Half of them are hidden. But
that's a bad sign.
But Jack DeVries. Is Jack DeVries here by chance? No, maybe not. I don't know.
No, Jack quit already.
No,
I think he was like,
screw this. This podcast sucks.
He looked at the trophy guy today. He said that it's actually a pain in the ass, so I don't know if I'm going to go down that road or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who is Aaron Gurley? Is Aaron Gurley here? Hey, Aaron Gurley. I put my finger down and circled your name at random, so come get some stuff.
Come up and get a prize.
Yeah, go ahead. If you take one of the smaller items, such as whatever you take, you can take a gel skin as well. There's t-shirts or stuff. Yeah. You have plenty of choices. If you want... You can take anything you want. Yeah, go ahead. She's now setting the curve, everybody, for how this is going to work.
She's taking the God of War...
Ghost of Sparta bundle, PSP and game included. There you go.
Is she?
Yeah. Now, if you dig underneath that, yeah, there you go. Get a jail skin, too. Perfect. All right. Now, beautiful. You're all set there, Aaron. Good job.
Congratulations.
No problem. Thanks for coming out.
Beyond.
Beyond!
Beyond! Oh, it's still cool.
Clements.
Yes.
This is where we say, hey, the PSN had an update, and there was a bunch of digital content. And I go, well, what came to it? Not today. Everybody knows this is a segment that started from who? Who started this segment? Who do we usually go to for PSN names? Zombie Blogneck, indeed. Now, Zombie Blogneck, of course, shot in the head. It never came back. But he's here tonight. Jeff from the PlayStation blog. Jeff Rubenstein, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
Zombie
PlayStation Blog Zone.
Is here.
Jeff Rubenstein.
Dear Lord.
Can we get the wireless mic on, please? Is it on? Did you turn it off?
Here, I'm going to try and turn it on. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, there it goes. It's going to change.
Me being here cost 5 minis. I could have been at home making 5 minis.
Oh, no. There's not going to be as many minis. Everybody knows
$14?
Jeff and his wife make every mini and every avatar in the PSN store.
She's got the baby in one hand. She's coding up dynamic themes in the other.
I really like the little Big Planet one. That was her best work. All right, so Jeff, what came digitally this week that people can now buy?
Actually, quite a bit. My favorite thing, and I downloaded this last night, was Galaga Legions DX, which I don't know if you played Pac-Man CE DX, which is just like a total reinvention of Pac-Man. Same thing with Galaga, if you like. It turns into a dual-stick shooter, and it's like really trippy visuals, and Ray's got a gong, so yes.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Gutierrez from the PlayStation blog.
Hi, Ray.
I love the gong, by the way. Why not? Indeed.
All right, what else? Warhammer 40K Kill Team, dual-stick shooter again, I think, with co-op. So I'm going to be playing that this weekend. My brother's coming into town. Love the dual-stick shooters. Gong! Move on. Section 8 Prejudice. That's Damon. I think Damon didn't really like it all that much. But
that was Arthur. Arthur. Arthur didn't like Galaga Legions DX that much.
For $14.99, it's a pretty full-fledged game. It's got a platinum trophy.
Okay. How easy are they to get?
Not very.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm sorry. I have other Disney games to play.
Hold on a second. I have to flip through. There was some Red Faction content.
Oh, you've got some more highlighted. Yeah, Red Faction. Go ahead. Tell us about that.
No. I was just pointing it out to you. And
thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
The highlighter did the trick.
And then the only other minis you made.
Oh, and a couple of minis that I slaved over.
Yeah.
One Epic Game. That's a PSN exclusive.
There you go.
And Monochrome Racing, which actually looked pretty cool. They had a post on that on the European PlayStation blog. But they woke up before I did, so I didn't get a chance to put it on the American. Gong! Gong!
I want to work the gong in from now on.
Zombie Blogneck, as you have coded and directed and distributed both of these games yourself.
Yes.
Tell us, what inspired you when creating both of these games?
Well,
he didn't create the games.
I'm sitting there, I like to think about what Greg would want to play on the Muni and what's going to get him through that long slog to work. And I said, Monochrome Racing. You know, you're feeling in black and white and color as you get closer to work.
The gong won't go the whole show, don't worry.
No,
after the segment, the gong and the gong. Here, before you take off, Jeff, first off, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Before you go, pick a name at random there that we can give some more stuff to.
Oh, at random. Sorry, yeah, I probably shouldn't look.
I mean, don't pick Sid Schumann.
No, not that. No. That guy's a douche.
There? Oh, sorry.
Right there.
Oh. All right, is Chris Olesen here?
Chris Olesen?
There he is!
Yes!
He's a tall drink of water! Gonging it up. Chris, go chew some stuff from the table. You know. Take what you want.
Thank you, buddy.
Live what you take.
What?
Another? Man, these God of War PSP bundles are flying off the shelves. This is why there's not any games coming out for the PSP, because people just come get them for free.
Yes.
Could you find a better price on a PSP Diablo, whatever the hell that game is called, pack?
A PSP Diablo. Yes. God of War. Maybe a big franchise you've heard of. Boil it down to Diablo.
I have this really weird disorder where anytime I want to say God of War, I say Diablo. It's just this thing that I got.
They're very similar games, clearly.
Yes.
Love you, Jeff.
Did you even say I doubted? I missed it.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
We
too late now.
Screamed over it, I think.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
A lot of people ask us to do a podcast, and frankly, we're scared. We cannot compete with you. So I'm happy to come on here and be made fun of. I like it.
All right, good.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. A round of applause for the PlayStation blog. Come on. Do you want to get to the listeners? The folks here?
I'm sorry?
You want to get to the folks here? Have them have some say in the show?
Yes, please.
All right, cool. We have the wireless mic now. I know Walter Lopez is somewhere here. Of course, he's Snack Pack.
Snack Pack?
He's the owner of the official Podcast Beyond Turtle. Come on up, Walt.
Give him a round of applause. There is.
Walt will take the mic. He'll bring it around. So if you got a question, go ahead and raise your hand. You can be part of the show. Get some questions up.
Oh, we already have some.
Yeah, of course we do. Exciting. People have been waiting. They've been interested.
Hey, Greg, can I give one announcement while we queue up our first question?
You can do whatever you want. Well, conversational good. Podcast.
I do want to let everybody know that I have, I think I mentioned this on the last podcast.
Oh, your box of junk.
Yes. So I have a box of the worst prizes of all time. Now, after the show, I'm going to have everybody come up. You're free to take one of the worst prizes of all time out of my box, and that's good.
Dibs on Michael Jackson for the Wii.
Yes. Who was that?
That was the voice of God.
Who else has a voice of God microphone in this room?
I don't know. You could have passed it to somebody. Anyway, So besides the junk, there's about four incredible prizes that I have from Clemence's secret stash of awesome things that I'm giving away on Podcast Beyond 200. That's the total name of the prize. So what we're going to do is throughout the show, I'm going to ask you guys questions. Now, you are going to be very well versed in Final Fantasy trivia, as you guys know. These are the questions. Don't read them aloud.
Okay.
Just read the answers.
If you answer them, I will bestow upon you one of the awesome prizes that I have from Clemence's Secrets. I forgot what I said. Anyway, look forward to that. And if you want to take some junky games, you can see me after the show.
These are good questions.
Real quick, Thank you. I'm doing a bad job. I love all of you in the room. I'm ignoring the people watching on the internet back home. If you want to be a part of the show, tweet at IGN with your question, hashtag Beyond200. Right there. It's all up behind me, I think.
It's all behind us. You can see all that. If you're watching the stream, it's behind
us. Yeah, and if your question gets read on the air, we will send you exclusive Uncharted 3 DLC code and Resistance 3 beta code.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, and if this Uncharted 3 DLC is kind of your bag, we have a whole bunch over here, too, that you're free to take when you take your other prize, too. So, question number one.
Yes. My name is Brian Lyon. Nice to meet you guys. Beyond.
Beyond!
Oh.
Yeah, nice to be here. I have a question. Can I do a three-part question? Is that fine?
Sure.
Please.
Yeah,
we got a whole. We got an hour and 5 minutes, right, man. Just... Well, go for an hour.
I got one for Colin and Greg. Do you guys plan on platinuming Skyrim?
Yes.
Hell no. God. Skyrim's going to be an uphill battle for me, man. If I can get through it. If I can even get, like, I'm not a fantasy guy. Everybody knows that. I know the game's going to be awesome. I respect what it's doing. It'll have to be awesome for me to actually really beat it, even.
So you're hating on both Rage and Skyrim lately.
Yes.
You're absolutely
that is correct.
Out of your mind.
Yeah. I mean, Rage, yeah. Look at that, everybody. Wow. It looks like a prettier Fallout 3, but the conversations aren't as dynamic. Yay.
Whatever, man.
You know, I'm going to play Skyrim too.
But he knows you don't care about trophies.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Well, I got a special question for you, though, Ryan.
Oh, okay. I get a special question?
Yes.
That was so exciting.
How's that six pack coming along?
Wait, what?
How's that six pack coming along?
Oh, it's terrible.
Show it off.
No.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
I don't think he should get a prize anymore.
What?
I'm just kidding. Do it really?
Yeah.
Is this happening?
Yeah, this is really happening. We have to walk out here.
Yeah, I hope you guys aren't averse to. I almost did it. Whew.
No, we're trying not to swear
this
the
time.
The YouTubes don't like that.
I want to warn everybody. I'm a hairy son of a gun. All right. So, if after the show, you're more than welcome to feel the muscles underneath the layer of fat that I have on my stomach.
Again, right. Single girls, raise your hand.
Can you guys cheer or something?
Yeah! Beyond six pack. Someone just made a mint in Vegas by winning the bet that who would take their shirt off
Dude.
First on this panel.
Tragically, after I did that, I just realized my mom is watching. So, hey, Mom.
Yeah. Walter Lopez is continuing to make his way around. Walter, you can talk into the mic, too. You were going to do Twitter questions. So is somebody else doing that?
No, they're right there waiting for you.
No,
there
was...
iPad.
Huh?
It's on the iPad.
No, I cleared those. I thought those were old. How many did you send?
Oh, he's gonna kill you?
Whatever. Twitter people should have come here.
Beyond.
Beyond?
You can keep standing.
Nice extra life shirt.
I'm allowed to? Okay.
Yeah.
I know. You guys inspired me for this, man.
Talking to the mic.
We're here.
Into the mic?
Yeah,
sure.
There you go.
Not too close.
There you go. Remember, we're all adults. Just grab onto it.
All right.
I just want to eat you up.
Yeah, so you guys have been around for a little while now, you know, a couple episodes here and there.
Yeah.
So you probably have a few moments that are your favorites. What are yours?
Ooh, good question.
That is a good question.
You ready to go, Colin?
The Yoshida episode is like one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the greatest.
Professionally,
yeah,
that was probably our finest moment.
Yeah, that was like the... Everybody remembers this, right? The E3 podcast?
Can we give him, he's watching or listening at least, give him a cheer.
Woo! Yeah.
President of the Worldwide Studios, at YoSP on the Twitter.
Yeah, oh, actually, I have a question. Who here follows Yoshida-san on Twitter? Does anyone follow Yoshida-san on Twitter?
You should all be following him.
You should, you because that guy has
paninis,
an amazing Twitter feed.
Loves Starbucks.
I mean, seriously, this is the man that's in charge of, like, what, Sony Worldwide? Is it, what's his full title?
President of the Worldwide Studios. Of, yes, Sony Worldwide Studios.
And he'll tweet something like, another day, another panini at Starbucks. And I'm like, you're awesome,
he'll
sir.
He'll retweet Beyond that he's not even on. Like, he's just, he's a real fan, which is why it was awesome when we interviewed him. Yeah, there was no BS.
Yeah, it was totally surreal. Like, when he was saying how he was, like, bringing up moments about, like, when we talked about PlayStation Move and all those things. I'm like, you've been listening to this for a while.
Yeah. He's the real deal.
It was quite the honor.
Yeah. Mine are always more silly, obviously. I enjoyed the Drunken podcast, the Drunken Beyond. That was a great one. We do all these podcasts, and I find that my memories slip away. So, like, anytime I jumble all of Sam's laughter into one memory, anytime Sam would just lose it hysterically and wheeze on a mic for, like, 20 minutes.
I'm going to try and tickle him later, and then maybe we'll get it going again.
We should have him mic'd at all times because he's already cracking up now. It would just be great. those would be the...
Oh, when the PSN came back, Race.
Oh, that was a great episode, too.
A what?
How long have you been dating your boyfriend? A what?
That episode was awesome.
And it was funny because when we were recording that episode, I was like, oh, there's not going to be that many great moments. Just there's that one guy who's high, remember?
Yeah.
What'd you do? I'm high as hell. I'm like, all right. And then Awa came out, and that was dynamite, yeah. What are some of your favorite Beyond memories? Oh,
man. I mean, I was actually going to say that Sam's laughter is the most infectious laughter of all time. So there's that, and I actually really like when we did the call-ins, too, on the rare occasions where we'll call the Beyond listeners and stuff.
Call-ins are great.
We can do it a lot more easily now, thanks to our new podcast room, which actually has a sort of crazy phone device.
Yeah, it's got a phone.
Just wait.
It's got a phone now, and it dials into the computer.
It's a phone device, Greg.
Okay, sorry, it's a phone device. If anybody watched Nintendo Voice Chat, IGN's Nintendo Voice Chat, our Nintendo podcast, they just did a live streaming call-in show, and it went really well from what I heard, so hopefully maybe that could be
We're going to be doing more of that, so you guys can call into us and answer, ask questions.
And we also forgot, of course, when you ask a question, you can come get stuff. Once your question is asked, come on and get stuff. Well, you're not done yet. Do you still have the mic? Where'd the mic go? Real quick, give it back to him. I want to know your favorite Podcast Beyond moments.
Yeah, go back.
What are your favorite Podcast Beyond moments? And go to the mic! Don't yell! Jeez Louise! None of you kids have any radio manners!
I'm just trying to get back behind there so I'm not on video.
What, you don't want to be on video?
No, I do not.
Why not?
You look fantastic.
You're bald?
What are you worried about?
I'm a...
Ty,
we got you.
Thanks a lot, Ty.
Thank you, Ty. Our Nathan Drake lookalike.
Our Nathan Drake look.
When the PSN came back up, because I gave you guys my number, I tried to call in because at the same time I was cheering along with you. I was drunk as hell.
Everybody was drunk that night.
Greg and I were drunk too, so don't feel bad.
All right, you took the Mortal Kombat fight stick, the classic Mortal Kombat fight stick from
PvP.
Good
choice.
Thank you so much.
Well, good choice.
Congrats.
Let's say we throw it out to one of the live streaming folks. The mic's over there now. You're next. Swear to God. All right. Let's see here. Adrian Yaminez, Adrian X HD says, between Resistance, Killzone, Uncharted, and Infamous, if only one could continue on the PS4, which would you choose?
That's a good question.
It's not bad.
Let me look at it again.
Okay.
Resistance, Killzone, Uncharted, and Infamous. Well, you know how I feel about Infamous. Not as big of a fan as you guys are.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to say Uncharted.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Uncharted. Not just because it was here.
Not just because... Oh, it's not even here. There used to be a sign right here. Sorry. Taking an Infamous, a shirt, and a poster there from Naughty Dog.
Yes.
Excellent.
Enjoy.
Okay, so what'd you pick?
You weren't even paying attention.
No,
right?
I'm sorry. I wanted to, you know, give this moment.
Fine. I picked Uncharted because they're here.
Okay, when you started, you said it. Right. My answer is none. I don't want any of them to continue. I think we should. I don't want to see franchises run into the ground. I think Uncharted's awesome, and I love it to death, and I think it's a great game, and I don't want it to get too far. Same with Infamous. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Infamous ended on a very interesting note, if you're foolish enough not to have played it yet. Jerks.
Fools.
So, I mean, I don't know. I want to see people progress and change. Because you know what? Like, you have Resistance on this list, right? For me and Insomniac, like, I'm over Ratchet. Like, I'm you know, like, I liked Tools and Time, or Tools of Destruction.
Tools of Time.
Tools of Time!
That old chestnut.
Yeah, that was a great one. I like those games, but I'm ready for them to do something different. Colin.
I think you're crazy. I want Resistance to continue, of course.
Do you want it to catch up to the current time?
No, I don't. I don't think it ever will, to be perfectly honest.
20 years later, they're still.
But I mean, there's room for these guys to do. You know, with Insomniac, for instance, that didn't stop them from doing Overstrike, and you know, they have room to do other games. But it would be cool to see new IP too, and we will, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting for, you know, things like Siphon Filter to come back, obviously, as well.
Crossover.
A Siphon Filter Resistance crossover.
I would love that.
Resistance and Uncharted crossover. Man.
How is that? The Chimera?
That would be a twist. Drake's
a Chimera
Deception.
Chimera drops
the, yeah,
you.
The Chimera.
Just comes flying in. Oh, it could be a car
see,
racer.
See, let's not do that to these franchises. You, good sir.
Okay, so I know
Hi.
Colin is a big 311 fan, so I was wondering,
yes.
are you going to go be seeing 311 and Sublime August 23rd at Shoreline?
No, that new album's terrible, so I'm not okay. supporting them anymore. I've seen them 20 times live in 7 states. So I am a real fan. I've been to many 311 Day concerts where they play for 5 or 6 hours, and those are fun. But they were playing my favorite album, Transistor, in its entirety in Florida this year. But I'm not supporting them until they release a good record. It's been about 10 years. So
okay.
Yeah.
Also, what is like your favorite podcast to listen to, and also what is your favorite podcast to participate on?
Is this to me, or all of us?
It's a panel question.
Okay, yeah,
you
please
can kick it off. Kick it off.
I don't listen to many podcasts. I listen to a lot of like talk radio and things of this nature. So I like though, you know, I like listening to like Bill O'Reilly and stuff like that. That's not very nice. He's a son of Long Island. To participate on, I mean, Beyond is my favorite podcast.
Beyond,
but you know, I love being on Scoop when I am, and I've been, you know, it used to be on TRL before that podcast kind of bit the dust.
Before the Lost, once Lost ended, TRL had nothing to talk about anymore.
Yeah, but we had good memories on that show. Cobra Commander. Did any of you guys listen to the episode when Hillary called Xbox support as Cobra Commander?
Yes.
That's actually one of the funniest things I've ever participated in. That was so good.
What's your full name, sir?
Yeah,
Commander. For me, I used to listen to all of the IGN podcasts, and then I eventually got to a point where I didn't want to. Write about games all the time, talk about games all the time. I needed something different. I'm a big fan right now of the Moth podcast. If anybody's aware of this, right? It's if you didn't know, it's what? Oh, Megan Sullivan says girl fight. Good one, Megan. I tell you. But no, the Moth podcast is these, you know, true stories people get up and tell in front of a live audience kind of thing. So it's just storytelling. And it's short enough to where I can walk to the bank and listen to it, enjoy it that way. And then you can't make me choose what's my favorite podcast to be on because it's totally different. I love when I'm on GameScoop. I love the fact that I can just sit there and Damon can run the show and keep us on track. And I can sit there and talk about what it would be like to make a woman out of Green Lantern light. And I'll leave it at that because I'm on YouTube. And then Beyond, of course, it's nice to be able to just sit here and nerd out about trophies or talk about Uncharted for an entire show. Or, you know, come in and have that moment of elation when the PSN's back. You know what I mean? They're totally different experiences, but
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Knocking Boots, too.
I love
every podcast
boots.
I'm on is awesome. Yeah. I credit Damon.
Because you're on it.
All right.
No.
Greg.
Yeah.
As you've noticed, I've set something out on the table here.
Oh, yes.
Did you even see it?
I knew it was blind. There.
All right. Well, there you go.
There's
right,
so many
so.
Lights I don't know.
My friends that are here with me today. All right, I have the first prize in my super secret collection of awesome prizes. All right, now I'm going to ask a question. The first person to raise their hand will get to answer the question. If you get it right, you get this prize. And what this is a Dissidia Final Fantasy Play Arts Squall Lionheart figure, which was just sent to me by Square Enix. Well,
yes.
It was this morning, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
they sent
it just
Metal Gear
in this
ones.
Morning.
I put my Metal Gear ones over here. So,
yes.
You know,
don't shut up.
Are you guys ready? No, really?
Yeah, hands
no,
up. Don't
no
shout
one
up.
Ready? All right. Yeah, don't shout the answer or else you'll spoil it for yourself.
Don't F this up for us.
Hands up when you know the answer, and I'll try and see you. Greg, help me, okay?
Yeah.
Tell me who the first person is to put
I'm
up
going
their hand.
My eyes are now wide.
Here we go. What is the full name? Oh, you know, I should do it like the guy in Catherine. That.
What is the full name of the man that gave Squall Lionheart his scar?
There.
Sean, you work here, dude. No, that's okay.
He started as a fan. At
yeah, he started as
and
a fan. Hi, Sean. Hi, Sean.
He's so poor, he has to wear a giant bomb shirt. That poor, poor man.
Sean?
I believe it's Cypher Almasy.
Yes, that's correct. Please
well
come
done.
Up and get your prize. Congratulations to Sean.
While we're giving out prizes, I went for another random here on the list, and Sam, come get some. Come get some stuff. You were one of the randoms off the list here.
Claim your prize.
Hello.
And we're going to kick it back to Twitter. Remember, if you want to be part of the show, you want to win Uncharted DLC for Uncharted 3, or you want to, or I mean, in addition to that, you get the Resistance 3 beta, tweet at IGN, hashtag Beyond200 with a question, just like Rastmataz? What? How do Rastamage. Oh, I'm sorry. They can just make up words that I'm supposed to know.
Neither of those words are made up.
He says, and this is a good question me and Clements would like to know the answer to, right. Where is Colin's Beyond t-shirt? I'm at home watching the live feed and I'm wearing mine. Beyond!
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 Beyond.
Yes. Yeah,
good
Colin.
Good choice.
Where's your shirt?
All right, so my justification was I felt like...
Take it
off. You don't want that. That's the last thing you want.
No, I think I they already saw
like,
the last thing
I felt like
wanted.
If I was in a band or something and I was playing on stage and I was wearing my own band shirt. Wouldn't that be weird? So that was my justification.
Yeah, it's like no one goes to a game with a jersey on or anything.
No, I do that when I go to see the Jets. So that's obviously, you know. Yeah. Yeah,
my thought, I mean, you know, people see, I like, first off, everybody who takes photos today, you tag me in them, at me on them, the Facebooks, Google the pluses. I like it because then I'm branded. And like, you know, because a lot of people are going to look through other people's profiles and be like, who is this idiot? But if I'm wearing a Beyond shirt, they're like, who's this idiot wearing a Beyond shirt? And then they Google Beyond and they're like, oh, I don't care about this at all.
The power of the Beyond shirt is awesome because when I was at SDCC doing the Resistance panel, someone stopped me and was like, oh, Beyond. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's your name? And he introduced himself and I was like, I'm Colin. He's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And then he like looked at my name tag. He didn't believe me. And then he gave me a big hug. So that was a little weird.
Do you want to tell them what else you were wearing at San Diego Comic-Con?
A blazer.
A blazer, ladies and gentlemen. Colin Moriarty. A blazer. I didn't see this. I don't believe it. I have not seen photographic
proof. I don't know how that got out. Like, why was
that?
Because
was the first thing people, they're like, hey, Greg, it's good to meet you. Colin was wearing a blazer yesterday. And I was like, no, he wasn't.
It was a little weird. By the way, I'm not judging you for wearing your shirts. That's just the way I felt. That was my justification.
Oh, yeah. We're not actually mad at there's only love in this room tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But I would like to say I was very proud to put my Beyond shirt on today.
Yes.
And I'm very happy to be with all of you here.
Yeah, again, I guess we haven't given you the proper thank you. Thank you all for coming out. Thanks for all making a point.
Applaud yourselves. Yeah. You deserve it.
You know, I always say on the show that if you listen to a podcast here at IGN, you're not a fan, you're a friend. Totally mean it. I live with Mike Mitchell. He started off just like you. In a year and a half, who will I be living with? Maybe it'll be you.
The same guy. Just like.
All right, who has the microphone? Who has more things to say?
Where are we going?
Oh, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Beyond.
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 I want to get you guys' opinion.
Is the mic working?
Is the mic on?
His lights on. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there you
Everybody
go.
Talk right. Remember, just get right on it. I love it. Shake microphones.
Can I shake
it? Sam liked that joke.
question for the. I really wanted to get behind the PSP Go, and I just didn't. You know, I understand.
Oh, no wonder it failed then.
I understand it has some nice titles on it, but do you think that Sony feels that maybe the minis that they crank out are maybe a substitute for the games that they put out versus actually putting out PSP titles digitally? And do you guys see that they might be holding the PS1 classics over until the Vita comes out and then they might start ramping up more PS1 classics?
Interesting question. I don't think, and this is, I mean, Sony is welcome to step up and say something. I know they're here. If they
is there an official comment from Sony?
They don't comment on podcasts and
Ray's
speculation.
No, don't comment on rumors or speculation.
In my mind's eye, the minis, of course, are just an experiment because obviously, you know, Apple has the app store, the Mac store, and it's doing so well with this bite-sized content, right, these little games. And so they're trying to get their footing on how to do that and make it work. Clearly, PSP Go did not take off the way it should have because it was awesome. And, you know, the minis didn't, in the same breath, didn't go. They're overpriced. We're not happy with that.
That was the problem, is that they're just too expensive. Way too expensive.
And I think you see, hopefully, that they've learned from that, right? They're giving Vita development kits away for free right now. They're trying to get people on board. There's lots of talk already from the people who are making apps about bringing those over and making it work on that system.
Right. I don't know. I don't think they're holding the PS1 games, per se. I know Final Fantasy VI is coming soon. Breath of Fire 4 is coming soon. I'm really excited about those games. I think what we're going to see on Vita, hopefully, is maybe PS2 games.
That'd be nice. Yeah? Round of applause there?
Yeah. Woo! Starting with Animusha, of course.
Animusha? That's what you want? That's the gem you're waiting for.
God, I want Animusha so
oh
bad.
Oh my gosh. What about a next gen Animusha? Wouldn't you want that?
I want that badly too.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while. The last Animusha came out, I was like a junior in college, so it's been a long time. But yeah, I don't understand what the, you know, why there haven't been PS1 games coming out lately and not too many minis, but
come, you pose in front of the camera. There? You took the infamous Hero Edition, a Jealous Skin Podcast Beyond 200 thing, and a shirt. I can't see what the shirt. Oh, it's a Naughty Dog shirt. All right.
Holla. Nicely done.
Greg.
Yeah.
Should we point out the fact that there's a Naughty Dog in the house?
Yes.
Like at the, on one of the actual dogs.
Yes, one of the real dogs, one of the people who's making Uncharted 3.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Is that
God.
Really happening?
That's really happening.
They're really here right now? Where did he go? Can he stand up for me?
He's probably in standing room only.
No.
No, there he is! Come on
there
up
you
front.
Go. Come here, buddy.
Also, unzip your sweatshirt, because this is my favorite of the Naughty Dog shirts I've ever seen. I saw this for the first time at Comic-Con. I'm a big fan.
I can't believe developers actually listen to our Podunk podcast.
Our Podunk podcast. Right.
Hi.
Who are you?
Beyond.
Beyond!
Hi. My name is David Ballard. I'm an environment artist at Naughty Dog, and I am a Beyond listener.
Beyond!
Beyond.
What? In 1 week since I last listened.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're at confession.
How's that Uncharted coming along?
It's looking really good, as you can see on the multiplayer.
Yeah. Everybody, of course, going to get to play Uncharted 3 here. Once this podcast wraps up, it's downward spiral. Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for
also, now that you're just yelling out people who are here in the
can
game.
Can we give David something to?
Yes, we have a lot of Uncharted posters.
Would grab
like
something. No, yeah.
Take something else.
There's stuff that's not Uncharted related
you
there.
Got,
so.
You got.
Actually, the Uncharted posters, we all want them at work, too. So.
Oh, there you go. So another reason you should go work at Naughty Dog, I guess. And now that you're calling out the developers in the audience, Ninja XYZ, where are you? I can't see you. Zanzaru, stand up. This is one of the men working on Sly Cooper, the new Sly Cooper. Right there. He is also, and I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, this was not on purpose. He is also the man who won all 25 of IGN's top 25 PSN games. But it wasn't fixed, I swear.
He said Shatter was very good.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, I have a favor to ask of one particular member in the audience. Ray, are you still back there? Where'd he go?
The Gutierrez?
Ray, yeah.
There he is.
Where is he? I don't even see him. Hey, can you come over here for a second, buddy?
You better run.
Thank you. No, he doesn't have to run.
We're
don't want
burning
to trip and
time.
Fall.
Do you understand? There's only 45 minutes left.
I know.
In this
all
podcast.
Right. Well,
look at all the crap we have to give away.
No, he
when
is
you
actually
come up
running.
To get your jealousy Ray, too.
Ray. Go. Can you man the gong real quick?
Oh my God.
All right, Greg, you're gonna look for it, right?
Oh yeah, I'm looking. Sorry, I'm back on owling.
So
I'm
once
owling.
Again, remember, first person to raise their hand. Okay. Oh God, don't start it yet. Are you ready? Ray, go ahead.
Name the Gebronth X-Burst technique in Dissidia Final Fantasy. It's a tough question.
Look at the popularity of Dissidia Final Fantasy shine down upon us all.
Did anyone even play Dissidia? All right, ready?
Goldfarb wrote the guide and doesn't even know the answer.
The name of Gebronth's X-Burst technique in Dissidia Final Fantasy.
There we go.
Yes.
Hold on, the mic's coming to you.
Vengeance.
Oh, that's not what I had.
Well, are you right or are you wrong?
I don't know. Is Wikipedia right or wrong?
You're asking questions you don't know the answers to.
You know what? Vengeance sounds like, what was that? Is that the name of his? All right, yeah, just come up here. That was good.
Go.
Come on up, man.
I want to point out that today when they were setting up Uncharted, somebody kept hitting the gong, and I kept thinking it was, because remember how the old Uncharted song opened to the gong? I think I'm thinking the game was starting, but it never was.
Thank you, Ray.
Getting all excited.
Thank you, Ray.
So much.
Okay. I mean, you can chill here if you want.
All right. Hold on. Ray.
No. You go get yourself comfortable. Randomly point
at someone on the page, or just choose somebody, whatever. You're cool. Yeah, there's tons of girls in this list, man. Please.
One right
there's a few girls in this list, Devin. I'm sorry. Not a ton.
Jordan Thompson.
Is Jordan Thompson here?
Yay!
Yes, he was right!
Jordan, go get some stuff. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's do another question here from the interwebs. Remember,
you don't actually have to stay with the gong, Ray, unless you want to.
I
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. If you want to...
Don't
wanna,
overdo it.
You want to win an all Uncharted 3 DLC code, you want to win Resistance 3, you got to tweet at IGN, hashtag Beyond200, ask a question. It'll get asked on air, just like, which one am I going to choose? Oh, here we go. Devon G 48, he says, what's the best thing about working at IGN? Beyond!
Yeah. Beyond!
Clements, what's the best thing about working at IGN?
All right, this is going to sound corny, but it is actually the people that I work with, because I can't... I know. I know. Hi, everybody back there that are part of IGN. So, I don't know. I would say that it really is amazing that I can't actually think of anyone in the company that I despise. So, I will say... Oh, except Scott Lowe, that jerk. God, with his handsome face. Anyway... I love the people that we work with. They are not only extremely talented, they're nice, we share interests, and obviously we're just like a big old family. So definitely the best part of working at IGN for me. Also free trips to Japan.
Right on. Are you next, Greg?
Yeah, you're next. Go. You go.
Oh, I'm next?
You go.
I mean, obviously the people are great and all those things. Also, we get to play games and write about them. So that's pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool job.
So I'm blessed with that, especially because I have the most useless degree in the world. So it was cool that
That's not useless. Don't you always put yourself down, and then it makes me feel down. Don't do this.
I majored in American history. The hell do you want me to
do
with
that? It's important. History guides our future.
History guides?
Write it down. I mean, you could use that if you guys want.
I'm writing it.
Write a blog about it.
You don't want to use that, anybody. Do not use that.
I'm going to write it down.
It was all right. It was decent. All
right, fine.
You know, I think everything that's just been said is true. I think the fact that we have such a special relationship with listeners like you is pretty cool. It's one of those things where, like I said, you know, we're all friends, but many of you have never spoken to me nor shaken my hand, or can I remember your names after I meet you? But, you know, it's one of those things. We all share that common bond of games and wanting to talk about PlayStation or listen about PlayStation, and, I mean, that's touching. And it's one of those things where this is what I've been wanting to do my entire life, and you guys 100% let me do that, allow me to do that, especially, like, you know, writing in or saying Beyond or showing, you know, my bosses that
PlayStation
this dumb idiot... Actually matters. Who hasn't signed?
It was
Colin's
important.
Debug?
It was for Colin.
I'm not mad. All right. This whole segment, we missed a giant segment here.
Oh my God, that looks awesome. Thank you guys for signing the PS3, by the way.
Yes, it's looking very good. Are you excited? My God.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? On the count of three, I want everyone in their best Independence Day voice to say "My God." Are you guys ready? All together, really deep, throaty. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
That was glorious.
Yes! Perfect use of the gong.
Oh, man, that was good.
Before we get to any other questions, right? Okay. We're in the touching moment segment of the show, Colin.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been coming and going recently with IGN.
Yeah.
Been a lot of turnover, a lot of changes. It's always tough, you know, stuff like that. And sadly, they're not over yet. Colin?
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been.
How long have you been working at IGN now?
4 years.
4 years. How long have you been an editor?
4 years.
No, but I mean, you were doing guides, and then you switched over to editorial.
I don't know, like 8 months.
8 months as an editor, and you decided that's enough for you.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 8 months as an editor, Colin Moriarty is becoming a PlayStation editor. He will only cover PlayStation. Yes!
Beyond!
Give it up for Colin! Beyond!
Beyond!
Colin.
Yes.
As you know, there's a strict hazing policy to becoming a PlayStation editor. We all went through it. We all, you know, there's branding and stuff. However, someone stepped up today and they asked me not to haze you. They said they wanted to welcome you with open arms with a gift that would touch your very soul.
Okay.
Alex, would you like to rise and give Colin his new jersey? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh my God.
Alex has
awesome.
Brought a Resistance Fall of Man jacket for Colin. Everybody Woo! Else. Yeah.
That is badass.
There you go. Thank you, Alex. You have anything to say before you go? Why do you love Colin Moriarty so much?
Because he likes Resistance. I like Resistance.
Good enough! Beyond.
Beyond.
All right, who's got the microphone? What? Oh, yeah, totally. Takes. Yeah, you know, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Remember, we got the Jello skins, I think, are some of the coolest stuff we have. You got it for the PS3, but they're bearing the DualShock and the PSP Jello skins, so feel free to take multiples. Everybody here, there should be enough stuff for everyone to leave today with something. So
and
you know,
can always walk
if you
away,
don't have a question, if some kind of crow stole your tongue,
right? A crow.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I don't know.
We'll get into the podcast room and steal their question out of their mind. Is that what you just said?
No, I said the crow stole their tongue. They couldn't speak.
Oh, tongue. Okay. Well, that
someone
makes
out there
sense.
Is weeping right now because you've made fun of their condition.
Sorry.
Good sir, what is your name?
My name's Calvin.
Colin?
Kelvin.
Kelvin. Good. I was gonna say we got too many Collins already.
Hi, Kelvin.
I have a question for all three of you.
Yes.
Ryan,
yes?
As you are a big K-pop fan.
I am.
What is your favorite song by SNSD?
Oh, this is a phenomenal question. And it's a you know, this is an important question because if I'm not mistaken.
This is an important question.
This is an important question. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's close. It's close. I believe it is the fourth anniversary of Son Yoshida, Girls' Generation. Like just either today or yesterday. It's right around this area.
Of
fourth
course.
Anniversary.
Everybody knows that. It's on my calendar.
Yeah.
It came printed that way.
You shut the hell up. All right. So I would say that if I had to choose, it's a tough question, I would either go with, it's like a tie between Mr. Taxi, one of their Japanese hits. Yes,
Mr.
it's called
Taxi?
Mr. Taxi.
I remember this one. Is it, sing the Mr. Taxi.
Absolutely not. And I also really like Hoot. Those are both very good songs. Yes, those are both real song names. Look them up on YouTube. Good question. Thank you.
Good question.
For Greg?
Yeah.
How
Andrew
far
liked that question.
Would you go to spend one day with Cole and Drake? Drake.
See, I thought that was going a different direction. I thought you were going to say Elena Fisher, and I was like, you don't want to know how far I'll go.
Hey, cool it with the gong, Ray.
With all due respect, I would stay the hell away from both of them. Nothing good happens to hang with if you're hanging. I would totally be Jeff the cameraman to Drake. What's up? Oh, carried around the whole way just to get shot in the head at the end. Drake, or I'm sorry, Cole. I know, thank you. I won't go there. But yes, Infamous 2. Things don't end well if you hang out with Cole. So no, nobody. I would trade it all in for one day with Elena Fisher. In a PG date, too. Don't go in the gutter, all right? We could talk about our fellow journalistic inquiries, where she got her degree, how I learned to speak so finely.
How you get that? Also, Drake is like the most notorious mass murderer in gaming history.
It's true.
Not even doesn't shed a tear. Doesn't. No. I just killed 30,000 pirates. Whatever.
I'm gonna go get another one of my secret prizes.
Okay.
Now I'm a
he's
little
still
worried.
Asking questions.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're
sorry.
Showing no respect.
I was gonna do it while
forgiveness,
he was asking
please.
Questions. Yeah.
Go on.
Keep going, please.
I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this question, but for Colin,
yes.
As you and I know. The 2012 presidential election, Obama will not be the next president. So who will
really?
Be?
This is where we're taking Podcast Beyond 200.
The next president.
Jeez, Louise.
It's a PlayStation podcast. We did talk about K-pop though. So it's
realistically,
great.
Who's going to be the next president?
Yes,
probably Mitt Romney.
Okay.
I would say. Yeah, right. I agree. Obama. Obama.
I doubt it. Yeah.
My God.
I concur. Obama will not win in 2012. But that we shouldn't talk politics on this show right now.
All right, the mic's making its way around. Let's ask another quitter. Jeez Louise.
No one's
talk
here. English.
No, we've gone a full hour now. See, my normal podcast Beyond Allotment is out now. I'm done.
You just totally shut
nothing.
Down. Head on the table.
All right, our next question. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Oh, jeez. EJ Sponge.
Oh, that's a tough one.
EJ Sponge 61, also known as Emmett Watkins.
Yes.
Tweet is at IGN with the hashtag Beyond200. He asks, how do you guys feel about being regular dudes with fans who travel across the earth to see you?
I don't even know what to, I mean,
it's
incredible.
I mean,
yeah,
it's incredible. Incredibly humbling. To see you all on Twitter saying you were coming, just get these, we're coming from Tel Aviv, Amsterdam, we're coming from the UK, we're coming from New York City. Sergio, who flies to everything we do, regardless of it, you know what I mean? Like, I've said it a million times, I've already said it on the show, you know what I mean? Like, it totally makes any, like, it's one of those things, I can't understand working at IGN and bitching about the hours we get or the pay we get or whatever. There are so many unbelievable perks. You know what I mean? I knew I'd come here and I knew I'd play games early. I never expected to travel and I never expected to have such great friends that are just there for you in any way. Oh, the heart. Adorable.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I said it was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I think it's awesome. Like Greg said, it's very humbling.
I don't know why you guys care about us so much, but I'm totally honored that you do. To me, it's really important to try to pay it forward and respond to your guys' messages and talk to you on PSN, play games with you guys, answer your tweets. I want to do all those things because I remember the way I felt about Matt Casamassina and Pear and Fran and all those guys when I was a reader.
Old school.
And, you know, those things were important to me, talking to those guys. And so I try to do the same thing for you guys as well.
We all try.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I made the mistake, not the mistake, but I'm like, oh, I always answer my PSN messages. And I got so many goddamn PSN messages now. So many to crawl through from Comic-Con.
There's so many of them.
But thank you, Beyond, to everyone who's written one. Love you so much.
Beyond!
Hey, Greg, real quick.
Yeah.
I want to give away another gift.
Oh, please
but
do.
I don't remember this gentleman's name, but where's the guy that's trying to get into Northeastern University?
Rise and he's wearing a Beyond shirt!
Hey!
Northeastern, of course, is my alma mater. I hope you get in. Come claim a prize. And if you go to BU, you have to give it back.
There's plenty of Resistance dual packs back there.
Yeah, why isn't anyone taking the Resistance dual packs? Come on.
The God of War Diablo PSP bundle is just blowing people's mind. You got one? All right. Kelvin got one. Right? There it is. Yay! No trophies on that guy.
In the meantime, when should I ask my next secret question?
Just do it right now.
Yeah?
It's a conversation podcast.
All right.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to ask a question about a good Final Fantasy game?
Yes, I am.
One people played?
I am. Now, here's the thing I'm worried about, and I'm kind of sweating bullets up here, folks. Not just because of the lights. They're so hot. I'm actually not sweating that bad.
No,
I'm good. So, now the next two prizes are the ones that are really special, and you guys... Colin and I wanted both of these prizes very badly, so much so that we almost considered, obviously, keeping them for ourselves. We didn't want to, because we care about you guys, and you guys all came out here to see us. Now, the first prize is obviously what I have in front of me right here, Final Fantasy Tactics, The War of the Lions. It's a trading art set with four of the four heroes here, including Ovelia, Agria, Ramza, Delita. All right, this is awesome. And this is, I'm a little worried, though, now, because, man, you guys didn't get the last question right away. Although that was an awesome impression, by the way, dude. So I hope you guys can get one of these questions. I got some really obscure crap. I dug up.
We can pull out some other Final Fantasy trivia if needed.
All right, let's see if anyone gets this. Greg, are you ready?
Totally.
Should I do it?
I'm owling it. Sorry, I got to owl.
All right, are you ready? All right, I'm going to do this one. Actually, which one do you think... Hey, Colin.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is more obscure of the two on the top? Greg, fill time.
Oh, my God. This other day, I'm walking Portillo, and he goes to the bathroom.
The first one.
That's more obscure? All right.
Thank you, Ray. The PlayStation blog, everybody.
All right, here we go. The first person to put their hand up and answers correctly wins this amazing set of figures. Here we go. Oh, and that's the one time I wanted the gong there.
What is the class of hero unit Beowulf Cadmus? The job class of Beowulf in Final Fantasy Tactics. I will accept two different answers. I suck at writing questions, guys. No one knows
Clearly.
These answers.
Okay.
No one? Really?
Colin, right. Toss out an infamous question now.
What, a Final Fantasy question?
All right, I had a backup one here. This one is easy. You guys better friggin' get this one. God damn it. My God.
My God.
All right. What is the name of Tifa Lockhart's last limit break? Come on, guys! You're killing me!
Really, a Final
it's
Fantasy
Final
7
Fantasy.
Question?
All right, well, the series is dead.
Wait. Who's raising their hand back there?
It's okay. I love you anyway.
The only Final Fantasy fan in the crowd has his hand
up. Yes, all right. I saw a hand up here.
I don't know, but if you tell me, I'll tell you what a naked girl looks like. Excellent answer to a lame Final Fantasy question.
That's a winner.
Surprisingly, not the correct answer to the question. All right, I have one more question here, and then I'm just going to have to... I don't know. Anyway. All right, here we go. I know, I was really proud of these. I thought some hardcore fans were going to be here. All right, here's the last try to win this, guys. All right? What?
He's right there, he says.
Sorry, Sean.
Sean does not care.
All right, here we go. Right, guys, ready? Clearly not.
Yes.
In Final Fantasy Tactics, the Kingdom of Ivalis lost the 50 Years' War to an opposing kingdom. What is the name of that winning kingdom? No. The 50 Years' War. Come on, guys. Starts with a no.
How dare you?
All right, well.
All right, my turn.
I'm keeping this.
Where are you going, buddy?
What game am I reenacting?
Here we go. Oh, this is good. There it is. Completely unrelated to Final Fantasy.
Thank you, Ray.
Wait, you can come up and get the things. Yes? No?
We got a question over here. This right, tall drink of water is. Who I've never met before.
Is it?
No. Where are you going?
Do you want the Final Fantasy thing too? In addition to whatever you want off the table.
Yes?
I'll buy those figures.
Dude, wait, hold on a second.
Colin
Dude.
Will buy them from you.
Do you
want to trade
do you
them
like
to Colin?
Final Fantasy? Did you play Tactics?
All right, fine. Give it back, and then just take whatever you want from there. You're fine. There you go, Colin.
Man.
No, we'll give them away, but I'm going
to... Colin won it fair and square by no one caring about the series.
Those questions are too obscure. Final Fantasy Tactics story is nonsensical. I've beaten it like 3 times, so I still don't understand it.
Okay.
So.
Did you beat the original translation or the War of the Lions translation, Colin?
The original... Why?
Shut up.
I know, we see him. Your name, sir, and your question.
Oh, I'm Sebastian Beyond.
Beyond!
Hi, Sebastian.
Hi.
Hi.
Two-part question. First part, what's your guys' favorite dance game? I know you guys, like, if you had to pick a dance game that you kind of like, which dance game would it be?
Everybody looks to me.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know, right? No, thank you.
I mean,
I sweat enough walking to my bed. I don't want to be...
I know everybody. I mean, Dance Central always comes up. I just think it's probably the best dance game in terms of like more immersive experience.
Top DDR.
Well, but it's like the thing is that DDR is great, and a lot of other traditional Japanese dance games are great because they have that arcadey feel, right? Like it's just sort of buttons. It's like you can get super, super good at it if you train hard enough. So I appreciate and respect that. But I have to say that Dance Central is probably like just kind of my go-to game because it's a good party game. Good party game.
Second part, who would win in a dance competition between you, Greg, and Colin?
Probably Greg.
No way.
Yes.
You actually practice, and you actually do dance
but
and stuff.
But the thing is that you have the spirit that I will never have.
I'm good for a cheap laugh. I take off my shirt, I lay on the ground. Oh, yes. Look at that guy. He'll be dead by 40. Heart disease.
Jesus. Yes, get a prize.
I'm just letting them know, Colin. They need to start letting go of me.
I know, you're warning them.
What's up next?
Why is there a battery on the table?
Oh, for the wireless mic has got like 2 bars of battery. So something happens. Okay. All
right.
Yes, buddy. Hello.
Hi. First off, Beyond.
Beyond!
I wanted to know if there were anything like off the air, like how Ryan on Unlocked will have funny stuff after the podcast, if there's any like funny things that go on when you're not recording during the podcast.
The sad thing is they don't know what you're talking about because they've never listened to my show.
Actually, that's 100% correct.
What's an Xbox? I don't know.
I would say, see, the thing is with Unlocked, because I'm one
of
the hosts.
Got so common a t-shirt there.
Very nice.
Yeah, the Uncharted
Congratulations. T-shirt. Woo!
Yeah.
So to answer your question, what I do is I usually start the recording for Podcast Unlocked, which is our 360 podcast on IGN. And I know I shouldn't even talk about it here.
Yeah, but, you're fine. And conversational podcast. Everyone should listen to all IGN podcasts. If you're not, if you like Podcast Beyond, you should at least branch out. How many people? Probably not here. Maybe. How many people here don't own a PS3 and listen to Podcast Beyond? Nobody here. Okay, that's fine.
We get
emails all the time from people saying that they do that.
How dare
sir? It's fine. Don't worry about it. So I totally see it going the other way. If you're a hardcore PlayStation fan, you should listen to Unlocked, and you should listen to NVC. You should listen to Girl Fight.
Knockin' Boots, of course.
Yes, of course you should listen to GameScoop. I assume if you're listening to Beyond, you've gone up to GameScoop, and then you've gone back down to Beyond, and you're going all the way back down to everything else.
Yeah.
GameScoop's our flagship, so obviously
exactly.
You should be listening to that.
That's the tip of the sword.
To answer the question, I usually try and record without telling anyone in the room, and then I'll get their goofy conversations they've had. Then I just put it at the end of the show as like a little bonus. And
that's
I don't know.
Idea.
We could do that with Beyond, but
that's
a good idea. Here's what happens when we record Beyond. We record it, and then we get up, and Greg goes, "All right, good show." And I'm like, "Yeah." And I get up and walk out of the room, and Greg goes, "Clemens, can you edit the podcast?" And then
right.
We just go back to work.
Yeah,
that's 100%
like,
how it goes.
I'm like just slaving.
Ryan, are you fine to edit this? All right, see you. God, any coffee? And then me and Colin talk about wanting to eat burritos.
and then I get downstairs after editing the podcast. I'm like, "Anybody want to go to lunch?" And the office is empty, and I'm just like, "Oh."
Sad but true.
True story.
That's honestly how it goes. All right, we got a
kiss
question.
The mic. Do you think that's sanitary?
No.
All right, probably not.
Where do you think these things... Voice of God, where are these mics been?
Where have they been?
Yeah.
They're brand new.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes.
Actually, except
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
Can you, like, while we're finishing up here, obviously, can you come up with another Final Fantasy-related question for the best prize that I have here?
Sure, absolutely.
Make it one that people can actually answer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But not so
easy. What came
easy.
After Final Fantasy
not
VII?
So easy, like, what's Cloud's name? All right.
All right. You want me to do it now?
Think about it. Think. We got a question.
Think about
He's standing already. Right. He's ready.
Okay, okay.
How are you, sir?
Hi.
I'm good. I'm Don.
Hey, Don.
Beyond.
Yeah. Don almost didn't make it into the show because of a clerical error on my part. I'm so sorry. The Beyond Nation apologizes.
I don't.
It's okay.
Okay, just me.
Well, I forgive some of you then.
Thank you.
So it's basically a given that there will be a romantic subplot in Uncharted 3. So on a scale of side boob to highly pornographic,
whoa!
How steamy do you believe the sex scene will be?
There will be no sex in Uncharted 3. That is Greg Miller's prediction. That's not Naughty Dog's style.
Well, there was a sort of sex scene in Uncharted 2, but it faded to black.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. And they don't live up to that name one bit. No, I'm sorry. I've put plenty of supposedly spoiler articles up on IGN about where I think the story's going, and then I get all these comments. IGN, why'd you put that title out? And I say, well, it has a question mark. I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't played the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm just guessing. I'm putting
Tell us everything.
Exactly. That's what I tell them all the time. Evan Wells, he's good at not
telling
me
things. Sorry to disappoint
you. Yeah, sorry.
All right, thanks.
I will continue to pull for an Elena Fisher sex scene. Don't you worry about it.
It's also, that was a really good question, so thank you very much.
Yes.
Come get your prize.
Yes, come claim it. Also, Colin, update on the Final Fantasy question.
Yeah, I can come up with it. I mean, I'm ready to go.
You're ready? Okay, yeah. So guys, here we go. I'm going to explain what this last prize is that I'm giving away for my secret collection, all right? This is the best one. What I have here, it's wrapped up. Should I unwrap it?
Yes, right. That'd be nice. I'm giving away this swatch of bubble wrap.
Okay. This is a copy of the Final Fantasy Tactics soundtrack, which is a fantastic soundtrack. Are you guys ready? Signed by Akihiko Yoshida, who is the original character designer of Final Fantasy Tactics, and pretty much a legend. And it's he signed the case, and it's awesome. So this is easily the best thing that I've gotten in my collection. Yes, we wanted it, but we're giving it to you guys. So,
Jeez. Okay.
Colin.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll keep it easy. In Final Fantasy VI,
He's keeping it old school.
What was Sabin's special techniques called? What were they called?
Oh.
I saw one over there.
Yes.
That's correct.
There you go. Look at that.
Congratulations, man.
Colin Nemori already knows how to ask questions. Ryan Clements doesn't.
I know. It's
true. I love you a lot.
And I feel bad keeping this. So who played Final Fantasy Tactics? Who really loves Final
Enjoy.
Fantasy Tactics? You really love Final Fantasy Tactics? All right, come. You can have these.
off of the Twitter, I'd like, this isn't a question so much as he does deserve both codes, though. This comes from FatCat98, also known as Sean C. Delaney. He says, I burned my kid's dinner while watching Beyond 200. Sorry, buddy. We didn't know it'd be so engaging, the singularity posing and whatnot. Where's the mic at? Who's got the mic?
Oh,
Devin Sneathen, everybody,
hey,
stand
Devin.
Up. Who knows Devin Sneathen by name? He's the flight attendant who flies to everything and meets us everywhere. He's a big GameScoop fan.
My God, your hair is so tall.
Thank you.
How do you do that, man?
Hairspray.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
My God.
I can show you.
My God. All right. Continue, please.
Question for Colin.
Yes.
So, Colin, I know you're, it's no secret, you're a bit of a contrarian when it comes to just, you know, just off-the-wall opinions.
Yes.
How do you balance that when you're reviewing games? How do you balance what may be your own contrarian opinion, what you perceive to be a public's opinion of a game?
That's a good question.
Damn, that is a good question.
I don't consider myself a contrarian to be a contrarian. I think I have interesting points of view or whatever. When I review a game, it's based on how I feel about it. So I'm not going to take, you know, how Greg feels about a game into account because that doesn't really matter to me. Like, what matters to me.
Thanks.
You know what I mean. It's like I have to review a game based on how I feel about it. That's the only fair way to do it. So, and yeah, people think I'm a contrarian because I love Wolfenstein and Singularity, and I think Treyarch's better than Infinity Ward and all those things. But that's the way I feel. And you can, you know, take it or leave it. I understand if people don't agree with it. Most people don't.
You can read it or you can GTFO. I don't care. I'm Colin Moriarty.
Whatevs. No, I agree, but I mean, let me ask you this then.
Yes.
I'll ask you a question.
Can we get the mic back to him?
Devin, do you want to just come up here and use my mic?
Yeah, come on.
Come on up here.
Yeah.
Okay, since I've been reviewing games for a long time, but before, you know, I was on Guide's team, but since I've been reviewing games, what review comes to mind that you think didn't fit? Can you think of something?
Like, no, I actually don't have one.
No, I'm not saying
because I think that you do actually balance it pretty well, but when you're on the podcast and stuff, you do kind of throw stuff out there that is very different from what the public perceives
to be. Give me an example.
I kind of dig Naughty Bear. Remember when you said that?
Yeah, because I did kind of dig Naughty Bear.
Oh, my God.
I like that game.
You got the Naughty Bear thing, you know, your Mega Man, you know, what you think the best Mega Man is not necessarily what everybody else thinks is the best Mega Man.
Right, because they're wrong.
And then he's Singularity and Treyarch being, you know, you really dug World at War, whereas not very many people dug World at War. There's just a bunch of stuff there, but as far as your reviews are concerned, I don't think that it really shows.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, I understand that I have different opinions than most people. I hope you guys appreciate it. I just approach a review the way I want to, you know, the way I feel about a game, and that's basically it. Thank you for your question.
Isn't that the way you guys would want it to? Like, you know what I mean? That's all.
Do you want to get some prizes?
We're always talking about pushing personality at IGN and having the definitive voice, and it's one of those things where you could go to a million sites and read reviews that are going to read the exact same. If Colin wants to have a crazy tangent opinion about something, I'd rather have that in the thing. I think it's a great time to be a video game fan right now, right? Because there's a million sites that can give you a million opinions.
Yes. I would also like to take this time to officially remind everyone, especially those watching online,
Tweet at IGN with hashtag Beyond 200 to get
correct.
The prizes.
Tweet at IGN with the hashtag.
With a question, not just, hey, what's up?
Also, I know we've said it a lot on the podcast, but reviews are indeed opinions. And that's actually something that I had troubles, and I struggled with it when I was just a reader, because you see this review, like a Jeff Haynes Kingdom Hearts 2 review, and it really puts you down because you're like, oh, man, this game must suck. But it really, my opinion really changed of all this when I came on to work at IGN and I saw that everybody had such different tastes and they experienced games in such different ways. So never be afraid to have your own opinion of a game, especially if it stands out from the popular consensus. Because I think that that's what gaming is all about. If you like a game and someone gave a game a bad review, don't worry about it. Enjoy the game.
Yeah,
you bought it.
Also don't scream obscenities at us in the comments.
Correct. That won't get you
anywhere.
Get
over it. You know what I mean? Yes. Before we ask the real person question, a few things. On the Twitter here, it says Boy Pool, but he spelled pool with two zeros. How clever. He tweets at IGN. He says, I give up on winning Twitter prizes. I never get anything.
Oh, my.
Now you get an Uncharted 3 DLC code, and you get Resistance beta access.
Nah.
Also, not? No? I also, at random, circled the name here, Vanessa Carlio Villagran.
Oh, is Vanessa here?
There you go.
Where'd she go?
Come get some prizes off the prize table. And now the real question.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Female listener here.
Hello.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask if you would sign my PSP.
Of course.
Do we have markers up here?
Where's the gold pen that was floating around with the thing? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'll come claim the debug.
Does anyone need to still sign the debug? Remember, we're trying to get fans. You do? Okay, come on up here, and then you can sign it while it's up here, while we send this.
Yeah, come on up.
One giant signing party
afraid.
Up here. You're going to have to fill time now, Clement.
All right. First of all, I would like to note that we have something very exciting to end the show with today, which Greg knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does, doesn't we? We talked about it. I could go for some more pizza.
Really?
But cheese, if you're watching, send more pizza.
Their entire social media team is just
go,
watching.
Scramble, scramble! All right, now we're going to sign this PSP.
I can't believe time is flying.
I know, we're almost up.
Woo!
Thanks to the last fan for putting that in his mouth and then making me touch it.
Then I had a second question.
We're ready.
Yeah,
you're right up here. Enjoy.
Since the Vita is coming up soon, I was wondering if you thought it would extend the life of the PS3 or if you thought it would usher in the next console.
Oh, that is a good question. Greg, I'm going to need your help with this one, man.
Okay.
I don't want to be the definitive voice here, but...
Well, there's no definitive voice. We're just prognosticating, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, really?
The prognosticator of prognosticators.
I liked it.
Thank you, married gamer. Yes. I think it's going to... Well, I think the PlayStation 3 has got its path pretty much set, right? And it's a system that has long legs, and it's supposed to be around for a while. And like they've already talked about yesterday, right, that the Vita is going to be a controller for the PS3. So that's really interesting. So I would think it's not going to push it that much forward. I think they're going to work in conjunction with each other. Real remote play sounds like it'll actually be possible rather than just, I'm playing Lair. Oh, I turned my system on. All right, PSP, back to bed.
Yeah, I mean, think of games like Ruin and how cool that's going to be to transfer saves through the cloud. And yeah, I mean, like Greg said, I think that I still stand by that Vita and PS3 are going to be bundled together at some point too, because they seem to be complementary to each other, as it were.
Do you want to chime in on this one, Clements?
Well, yeah, I mean, complimentary is a great way to describe it. And I would say that all of us here at IGN, I mean, well, I shouldn't speak for everyone, but I think a lot of us are pretty excited about Vita, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, definitely. I mean, I think anything with the PlayStation brand, and it's going to be, it looks like they're going to be working together. I think it's all going to be one big happy family with the PlayStation.
Trophies.
And I think it will be just good all around. I don't think it's going to limit or extend the life. It'll just kind of be a symbiotic relationship.
Speaking of one big happy family.
Yes.
Bakugan DJ writes in. He's DJ Walker. God. He writes in to @IGN #Beyond200, which means he gets a free Uncharted 3 DLC code and Resistance Beta access. He says, what happened to the handle on Ryan's cup?
Oh, man.
How close is the Zoom voice
I know,
of God?
How close are you
Is Ty even still? There he is. All right. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty.
Is the Zoom, like, really close? Is that the close camera?
All right,
that's
whatever.
The far away
so
one,
what happened? What's the story
All right,
of the cup?
Here's the story. All right, so here's the story about this cup. I dropped it.
Okay.
And the handle broke. But I felt so bad for it because it still worked. I mean, if you look now, it still holds water and I can drink out of it. And then it kind of makes me feel Japanese. Like it's like a teacup.
Oh. So now are you ready to admit that you just broke the handle off to feel Japanese?
It all makes sense.
Who's got the mic?
Right here.
Whoa, okay.
Hi, buddy.
Beyond.
Beyond!
Beyond!
So building off the last question, not about the cup, but with the look of, like, id Tech 5 and Frostbite 2, do you think, although we haven't seen, like, Battlefield 3, which is only running on PC right now, do you think
I've seen it on PS3, buddy.
Does it look as good?
No.
Yeah, right. So do you think?
I hope you're not under embargo.
So do you think that fact that these new engines are coming out will force, you know, the PS4 to come out sooner because the lost my train of thought. Sorry.
No, I understand.
No, dude.
The technology
it's okay.
on PC is evolving so quickly that people are going to try to start making games cross-platform, and then you get into this quagmire.
No, it's more about the graphic engines.
I like where I was going with mine. Like my question a bit better.
No, you're not going to see PS4 for a long time. I.
How long's long?
I don't know. I don't think we'll see it at next E3. I think it'll be introduced at the E3 after that, and then it'll be the year after that that PS4 will come out.
What does people think of that? 5 years.
I mean, PS2 had the 10-year cycle, and technically it's 10 years old right now. So I mean, PS3's been out for a while. I think we'll see. You know, I don't know. I think it's a ways out. I think it'll be the last console to come out in the next generation. For sure.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
For sure. Like, no doubt about it.
I have no real opinion. I don't think those are going to necessarily force the hand of the PS3 or PS4. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, the industry just keeps evolving and it keeps going in these steps, and that's how I see it going. You looking at Twitter?
Yeah, actually, I was distracted because there was a really good question here. Hold on a second. I thought that one was kind of fun.
Okay.
From Devin. But
Devin Gray T writes in at Twitter, @IGN, #Beyond200. Would you guys rather give up trophies or beer?
This is a tough
beer.
One.
You've already you're trying to do this.
Yeah, it's not going to work very well. It's not working very well.
If everybody remembers, Colin is now deathly allergic to gluten, but he still eats it and drinks it all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time. I think he's made great strides.
You don't live with him. You don't know.
Well,
I'm getting
You
want to
talk about that Domino's pizza that you destroyed?
Sure, if you want.
And there's
the
Domino's plug for everybody looking for a Domino's. That really happened, I'll have you know.
No, I mean, you'll see tonight. I'll be drinking beer. I mean, I'm still in complete denial about it. So.
Yeah, remember, after at 7 o'clock, we turn back over to Uncharted and DJ Damey D, and then we head over to Eddie Rickenbacker's, and we are going to black out together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's get
And if you're underage, we're not going to black out. No, don't drink. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. No, please.
I would give up beer as well. Like, I love beer, but I mean, I could if it was between beer and my trophies, something's got to give. And I can always drink whiskey. I can, yeah. You know, I can be a man. I can man up. It seems to work out for that Don Draper, all right.
It's an easy choice for me.
Yeah, you give out trophies.
Yeah, I'd give up trophies.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
How you doing, young sir?
My name's John.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Beyond.
I was just wondering, how long do you think it's going to take for the gaming industry to, like, stop making and, or I mean...
A little bit closer.
To stop wasting so much resources, putting out, like, move-based games that are...
And a hush fell over the Sony section.
If they just aliquoted that that resources to making good games instead of making
I'm sure there's a pie chart at Sony. Like, oh man, there's like giant good game section, bad game sliver, then the move section. Like, well, something's got to take away from the good games. I don't know. I gotta need more move in there.
I think it's just, you know, the Wii got so much, you know, they made so much money on that, so everybody else tried to jump on the bandwagon to make money, but
no doubt about
really,
that.
Really, like, the Wii is just family stuff, and like, to get, which is fun, it's fun, but like, I've tried out the Move, I've tried out, you know, Kinect, and it's just not, it's not the way you should play games, really.
Agreed.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I mean,
I absolutely agree with you.
I think that, you know, it's very interesting to watch that, right? Because what happened is, you're 100% right. Systems came out, the Wii exploded. It hit this casual market people didn't think existed. So Sony and Microsoft, you know, and I don't know for sure, but this is what I think, put their money into, what's our casual catch going to be? And by the time that stuff made it to store shelves, people were like, so much, we're over this. We're so over these kind of games. And that's why you saw all of Nintendo's big games last year really just being about, rotating the remote and not using this, doing the waggle controls.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they try to get on that bubble. The answer, I mean, isn't as black and white as when are they going to stop doing stupid stuff and do good games. It's just that they're always going to, they're a business, right? And they have to try to respond to what they think the market's doing. And sometimes you place your bet and you lose.
Totally agree.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, also, you know, there are good games for Move. I mean, I think Sports Champions is, like, a lot of fun.
I'm still going to play the wheels off House of the Dead. I liked House of the Dead a lot on Wii, and it just ran like crap. And so now to have trophies attached to it, be in HD, I'm totally going to be down with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Greg, there's some good stuff that's flooding in through Twitter, by the way. No, but
we already got a
live question.
Look at how tall this guy is compared to Walter.
Oh, my goodness. And
it's like the cover of My Giant with Billy Crystal and that giant guy.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
It's a Venom shirt, right?
Yeah. Good. Or, I mean, it can be Symbiote Spider-Man. Probably, you know, it goes wherever you want.
Which one? Are you Venom or Symbiote Spider-Man?
Symbiote Spider-Man.
I prefer Symbiote.
Yeah. Symbiote? Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, Beyond.
Beyond!
Beyond!
Okay. Beyond. So, two-part question for all you guys. All right. First part is next weekend. Outside Lands.
Yeah.
Any of you guys going?
Oh, good question.
I would love to because Muse is playing, but I'm actually going to be at Gamescom. So, no.
Is that next weekend already?
Yeah, I'm leaving a week from Saturday.
Damn. Oh, my gosh. Damon, I didn't realize it was that close. I'm sorry I was giving you so much trouble about the lyrics for that song. All right. We're doing a GameScoop panel at PAX.
David, do you want to come up here?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. We're doing a GameScoop panel at PAX, and we're working on something special for it. And Damon was like, I need this. I'm like, back off, dude. I got things to do. That was a long story. I'm not going, but Colin and I live very close to the Golden Gate Park there. So
yeah, me too.
If you stumble out of the park, maybe I'll see you.
Very cool.
And I will actually... Oh, okay. I don't have to answer your question.
You live very close, too.
Well, no. I was just going to say that I'm going to be on the East Coast during Outside Land. So.
Who am I going to hang out with?
I know.
Mike Mitchell, are you leaving, too?
Nope.
All right, we're doing stuff.
Yeah, sick.
All right. Second part. Yes. So definitely Hollywood-wise, reboots are in. Like, so far this year, we've had X-Men First Class, now Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which I saw last night.
How was it?
Very good.
Oh, I can't.
No way.
I'm such a Planet of the Apes fan.
Did you guys, by the way, see
like
the...
Planet
my
Apes?
God,
like the
trailer?
My God, yeah.
Are you Charlton Heston, Planet of the Apes? You're a fan of that movie?
Sorry, one more time.
Fan of the Charlton Heston.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Stay for the end credits because it's going to blow your mind.
Got it.
Literally. It's really clever. Okay.
It'll literally blow your mind.
It will. Actually, I was sitting in the theater.
Sounds like such a dangerous movie.
It is. It really is. Apes will rise.
Our movie was doing well. Nothing to blow your brains out of.
Okay.
Until it killed our entire audience.
So, obviously, reboots are big right now, but games-wise, I mean, I can only really think of one that I like. That's Warhawk. I mean, I really liked that when it came out. Do you have any particular favorite reboots games-wise, or can you think of any that you'd like to be reboot?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Bless you. Bless you.
What you got?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that needs to be remade. Six needs to be remade, too. Six first, preferably. Wolfenstein was technically a reboot, and I loved it. But I mean, it's cool. And I'd love to see like a classic Mega Man reboot. Like, how cool would it be to see like an open world Mega Man game or something like that? I think that'd be really cool. But I don't know. I kind of want to see new IP. I'm kind of desperate for some new IP as well as the franchises we know and love. That's basically it.
I don't have a really good answer. I'm excited for DMC, like Devil May Cry, kind of burned out on too.
Yes.
I want to see where that game goes.
Let's have some hope.
Yeah.
Yes.
What, you got a reboot favorite? What?
What?
Echo the Dolphin, first-person shooter.
Wow.
Oh, that means it's...
There they go.
That means it's 7 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you believe it?
Boom.
Thank you.
I'll accept that.
You want one more question, Walt? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
asking you. You want to do one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more question.
Anthony is signing something back
there. He's doing
there,
this,
though.
Which means wrap it up, right? Yeah?
All right.
Anthony, I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me. God, I tell you, these Rebel FM kids, no respect.
Name's Justin.
Beyond. Hey, Justin. Beyond.
Beyond.
Quick fire questions.
Oh, yes.
Gosh. Okay, good.
Favorite split screen memory?
Is it split screen what?
Split screen memory.
Memory. Ooh.
Colin first.
Me first?
Why don't you just tell me how to do my job?
Am I really going first? Yeah. GoldenEye, definitely. We only had three controllers and a steering wheel, so the person that lost on every map would have to use the steering wheel. And eventually, you got really, really, really good at using the steering wheel in GoldenEye.
Mine was in college. We had a GameCube. I know, crazy. And we loved Mario Kart Double Dash. Like that.
Yes.
There were just weekends where that's all we did. 7.9. Suck it, Fran, wherever you are.
For me, I would actually have to say the original Xbox Halo. Did someone guess? You guessed it, Sam. You wily devil, you. I would say that the original Halo, because we would do the, you know, traditional LAN party in somebody's house, and then you'd have like a bunch of people upstairs, and then you'd have the cable running down into the basement, and you'd have another team downstairs, and every time you would get a flag capture, you just the bottom of the basement would erupt in screams because they were so pissed off. I love that feeling. Basement scream eruption.
Did you ever play it on a GameSpy arcade and trick it into thinking it's a LAN to play on?
No, I'm not smart.
Oh, that was fun too.
Okay.
All right. That was a good last question.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Thank you. Yeah, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Podcast Beyond 200. Thank you so much for coming out. Again, I want to give thanks to a whole bunch of people. Sony Computer Entertainment for the Uncharted kiosks. Naughty Dog for sending up so much stuff. Jello Skins for sending off all the PS3 custom skins for the PS3, the PSP, and the DualShocks. Make sure you grab some. After this, don't bum rush it, but you know, come up here and pick at stuff, but share it with everybody. There's plenty of stuff to go around. PDP for the many controllers they sent. Astro Gaming for the Beyond headset they're going to give out to you. I've decided it's you. You're getting the Beyond headset. Sorry, everybody. You all get up and leave. Well, that's what I was here for. Pachis Pizza for sending that. And somebody I didn't put in the beginning, who I saw in the middle of the show, and I'm sure he's somewhere, Pablo from IGN Facilities. Pablo from
Where's
IGN
Pablo?
Facilities is awesome.
He tore. Is Pablo here?
I don't care. I'll record this message
he's
for him.
He
can hear it later.
Not in the room
he tore apart all the lunch tables that are supposed to be in here. He got in early to set up the Uncharted stations with me. Well, I will be blackout drunk by 10 o'clock. Pablo will be here breaking this down with Sony to ship back to Sony Studios. Thank you a million times,
yes.
Pablo. Thanks to all the IGN coworkers who put up with us taking all
yes.
the lunch room.
Thank you, guys.
But most importantly, thanks to everyone who came today. You know how much we love you. We know how much you mean to us. Thank you for letting us live our dreams and be part of this show and do something very special. This guy's yelling at Ryan. He's ruining a touching moment.
No, it's
get
fine.
The hell out of here.
There's more to the show a little bit.
Oh, there's so. You know how the show normally goes. So follow us on IGN. Come to IGN.com. Go to there. Look for us on Twitter. IGN. I'm Game Over Greggy. Collins No Taxation. Ryan is Poam Cider. Facebook us. Google Plus us. All that stuff. It's a lot of fun. Anthony Gaios is making. Oh, now he's not going to do anything. He was being very obscene back there. Thanks to the PlayStation blog for all their help today. Thanks for the TotalPlayStation.com for all their help today.
Sam Bishop.
Ryan.
The Bishop.
This has been one of the best days of our lives.
It really has.
Take me home.
I'm afraid they were giving us the wrap it up signal. Will we have time to do this?
Yeah, go.
All right, guys. The ending song for today was really special. It's a special project to me, obviously. So I actually wrote out like a quick speech. Do you guys mind if I read off of my speech? Because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything. Is that okay?
Yes, you mind
or yes, you don't mind? All right. So, a speech. The guy that gives the speech never screams speech. All right. So, I will start this ending with two requests. First, raise your hand if you love RPGs. Oh, thank God. Whew. My God. Now, raise your hand if you like pixel art. Are there fans of pixel art? Okay, good. This is important later. Stay tuned. As you know, I've been with Beyond since episode 4. Over these past several years, I've seen the Beyond community give us incredible pieces of music. And through that tradition, I was contacted by Danny Wiesner, who I am so happy to have us here with us today. Danny, can you come just take a bow real quick?
Just stand up. This is Danny.
He's the guy who did a two-player co-op.
Yes.
That awesome song.
I will be talking about Danny more in a bit.
Sorry.
Yes.
Spoilers.
Danny's an amazing guy. You should all know his work from two-player co-op and Game Girl, both of which he performed with his girlfriend, now wife, Tori, who is sitting next to him. It was months ago, when Danny approached me with a new song. As humble as ever, he passed me an MP3 titled The World Is Saved and said we could debut it on Beyond. So that was pretty much it. I couldn't stop listening to it. In my opinion, this is Danny's greatest work, and I hope it resonates not just with RPG lovers, but with gamers around the globe, because ultimately we are all bound together by games. So late one night, while talking to Danny online, I proposed that he create a music video to accompany The World Is Saved when we debut it here on Beyond Episode 200. Beyond, by the way.
Beyond!
He agreed and asked if I'd be willing to bring the Beyond community into the fold. I did. I assembled a small group of volunteers, strangers to each other, that were only connected through Beyond. And I gave them an admittedly absurd task. Animate an entire music video for Danny's work, remotely in just a few weeks with the tremendous budget of $0. And this had to be done while you do other things that are pretty trivial, like school, work, and life. Well, they came through, and I can say right now that I am in awe of this video, which is a Beyond collaboration in the truest sense. I watched it 6 times in a row last night before going to bed, and I had trouble going to sleep. So, to the man I only know as Panda Musk, a fan of the podcasts, who did most of the art, Benjamin, Michael, Sam, and of course Danny, thank you guys. I am so proud. This single will be available on iTunes within just a day or two, and we'll try and get the music video out as soon as possible. And I think that's it. Damon, how are we looking? Are we ready, buddy? With that,
it
is... you know what? I think they told us we couldn't actually turn the lights on.
Oh, really? These two right here, I had been told... There he is. Yeah, go ahead and kill him. And hold on, I want to come sit out there.
Yeah, we're gonna move aside. So, let me get my speech. Hold on, guys. This is super cool. It's very exciting. So, it is with great pleasure that I introduce the world premiere of The World Is Saved by Danny Wiesner, a Beyond project that was thrown together very quickly, and it is very impressive. I say Beyond to you all. I love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. The living room's dark, save for light being cast from the big TV screen and the imminent sunrise that's teasing the one starry sky with whispers of morning. You sit there alone in your one-bedroom flat. You stare straight ahead with controller in hand and you marvel at, yes, you did it, you made it, game over. And the world is saved. Thanks to you, the people prayed for a hero when you answered the call, and you did a good job, you gave it your best, and you're proud of yourself, though a little depressed, that the world is saved. You stocked and prepared, you slept at the inn. Your whole inventory was packed going in with equipment and items designed to turn man into legend. You sigh satisfied as a cutscene presents the kind of conclusion you kind of expected. The people are smiling, the sunshine's returned, it's perfect. You can't help thinking on what's coming next. Got work in the morning and your body's upset with your general lack. Paying it any attention. Your stomach is empty, your body is tired, and it burns every time you try closing your eyes, and the dullest of pain has made camp north of your cerebellum. But the world is saved if you like. The hero hangs up his
The credits roll, then it all fades to black, and you're left by yourself. The fanfare is gone. There's no player two there by your side to share victories won. But as you slowly progress down the hall to your bed, a few great events leak back into your head from the time that you spent traversing the land, battling evil, fighting the darkness, just sword in hand. Your memories creep in with the edge of a smile. You realize again what you've lost for a while. You're gonna think back much less on how you saved the day than on all the experience gained. End of it all, gamers play what we play, not for game over, but rather for what we take away.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Podcast Beyond, episode 200. Let's play Uncharted and then go get some drinks.
Holla. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.